Blog Talk Radio.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah. I just don't know how I'm gonna tell him.
You know if you need me, come in there, I got your back, right?
I have to do this on my own.
You sure? Okay.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me. And I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him. And if I was sane, there'd be no competition. But I'm in love with someone else. And I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man. And I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright. And I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. What I did to you, baby. Oh, yeah. I can't explain why it's him and not you. But at the end of the day, baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body. And sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, hey, when I'm with him, ain't nobody else like it. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby, that I had to do this to you. But I can't do pretending, because I love him, I love him, and I'm so sorry. Do you hear me? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's another Tuesday, y'all, and this is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat, talking relationships and situationships. We're going to keep it going here. Thoughts on this. We'll be right back. Still going. We're back, y'all. This is On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. First song, I'm in love with another man. Now, that's the topic of discussion today. We're going to be talking equality in a relationship. Now, ladies, I want to know from your personal perspective and your personal opinion, how would you feel it if your spouse came home and said they was in love with another person? That's, like, big, and it just be open with it. Like, look, I'm sorry. You know, this is what it is. This person makes me feel this way, and I'm going to go in that direction. How would that make y'all feel?
Ooh, that's like a dagger to the heart.
How do you deal
with
that?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, girl.
For me, myself, I would have to just step away. I really would. I would have to just take a moment, like, because in any other thing other than that, it would be an automatic fight for me. Honestly, I'm a react.
Yeah.
So I would just, if, you know, I would have to, you know, the wise thing to do would just, you know, take a moment and I'm going to come back.
I mean, she was being completely honest. She was being blunt. She was being direct. And it wasn't like she wasn't trying to two-time on you, but she was just like, yo, look, I gotta move. I got to move on because I'm going to just hurt you. I'm going to hurt you in the long run. Wouldn't you respect that more than want to hurt the person? Because, I mean, like, we all entitled to our own feelings, and if I'm being open with you, why not accept it? And I kind of want to dig into that today. You wouldn't be able to accept me being honest with you?
Well, you don't have any other choice but to accept it. I mean, but that doesn't mean that you can't react to what's being told to you. Because guarantee if I come to my dude and I say, you know what, I'm in love with another man. Like, I love you, but I'm in love with him, and he makes me feel this way before I can probably get in love with another he's reacting, you know what I'm saying? So
True, very true.
So you got to think of that, like, From the guy's perspective, how would you react if your
wife came home
and told you that?
All right, so she won't be breathing anymore. We're gonna start there. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
That is so funny because I just asked one of my male friends the same question, and that was his first response. She would not be breathing. Really? So y'all just gonna react? You would just react.
No. That's not true. It would definitely hurt. You'll just have to take some deep breaths, like even like from personal experience and things like that. Like it's nothing you can really do to change the way someone feels internally. You know, it's either you're going to flow with it, or you know you move on. That's all you can really do. That's all you can really do. You can just accept the person for who they are, because at the end of the day, if you're playing tug of war and you're trying to win this person over, it's not going to work. It is not going to work, because at the end of the day, they going to do what they going to do. That is what it is.
Right.
And if it's a person that I'm intimately with for years and years at a time, and then they come up and they pop up like, look, I'm in love with somebody else, and it's just like, you know, I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is, but you know, I think I think okay, so from a woman's perspective, that situation, that's going to be one of those things where, because I think as women, it would probably like knock us up off our feet. Whereas for men, I think it will bruise your ego.
Exactly.
So, which is pretty much like the same thing, but the thing is for us, then we'll go into that whole thing of questioning ourselves. Well, what did we do? What didn't I do? What could I do? What, how, you know, and then we beat ourselves up about why we wasn't good enough. How, you know what I'm saying? So it's
no,
hard.
To further voice the male's opinion on it, we might disguise the way we feel. We may put that hard exterior and dexterior on, but we feel the same thing that y'all feel, period. I think we're one and the same. We just have different ways of expressing that. That'd be a heart piece. That'd crush your house, your life. That was, and your manhood, your ego. And we ask ourselves, what are we doing wrong in a situation too? We reevaluate our whole entire life. But and like I said, all in all, you can't change the way someone feels. So you have to be, you know, man and woman enough to just accept the differences and move forward, because, you know, whatever that person's craving is whatever that person's craving, period. Is no really going back on that. Now, a little bit of a transition. The topic today is, can we really be equal? And I mean like equal in a relationship, situationship, just in general, can we really be equal when it comes to a relationship, period? I mean, one of the points that I wanted to touch on was, can we both have best friends of the opposite sex? And if so, what are the boundaries? And then I wanted to talk about, in a relationship, is it okay with your spouse being with another person? And who gets the short and other stick? We're going to touch on that. And another topic, and the last topic we're going to hit is it okay to cheat? Not necessarily if it's okay to cheat. So if you cheat and you found out your spouse was cheating, is it okay to just allow things to go on? Like, how would you sit in that situation? I could further explain it once we dig into that topic, but I think it's going to be a little interesting just to see the different male and female perspective on it, and how we deal with infidelity and how we deal with, you know, just being whole in a relationship. And like, is it really equal? Are you really about that life? Can you take what you dish out? And those are the things we're going to talk about. But I do want to get into this current event that I have before we do so, and then we go on a music break. I want to talk about R. Kelly, y'all. I know it's been going on and on and on and on about this whole scandal and things like that, but he wants a second try. And the reasoning he wants a second try is because he can't read. He said he couldn't read the contracts. He said he didn't know what he was signing, and he would have dealt with it differently. How y'all feel about that?
I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I mean, it could be true. It's just really hard to, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, on my part, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
I think he's stretching. I think my man.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's stretching. Yeah. He's really, really stretching.
Okay.
And
he's
think
really
he,
reaching
he,
for some.
He's under the bus. He's all the way under the bus.
Yeah.
She said it's a good PR move. No, it is.
It's a good PR
move.
To
kind of buy him some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because he has been open about the fact that, you know, he's illiterate and things of that sort, and that, you know, everybody took care of all of his stuff. That's why he's broke and he doesn't have any money, and, you know, he didn't really know what was going on because he relied on everyone else to take care of his business because he wasn't able to read the contracts and all of that. So it's a good PR move. Now you understand what you need to understand. And
what the guy
sure
do is
such, some,
though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He knew exactly what he was doing, what he was doing. It ain't got nothing to do with where he put his manhood and what he did with his manhood and how he treated the people that he treated. That has nothing to do with that. You understand English. We ain't asking you to read. You understand
I'm
English.
I'm sure somebody read something to him and told him, hey, you need to be in court on this day, or you need to have this and that done by this
somebody
date.
Somebody could have read it to him. That's how I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can you read this for me?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
It reminds me of the movie Life. It reminds me of the movie Life, where nobody could read in the prison, and they didn't know what was going on with their family. He wanted them.
We're going to
go into this little music break right quick, and hopefully when we get back, we'll be talking with Brother Ron J. Rock, our celebrity guest that's coming in the building. So hold on to your chairs. This is On Edge Radio, and when we come back, hopefully we got the interview popping, and then we're going to get into our discussion. All right, y'all.
Are the trees high enough, baby? Leave it so high your feet won't touch the ground. Would you look out, baby? The spider of a purple sky. Promise everything gonna be alright.
just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Let me up close. Can't get what we do without knowing. I've never felt like it before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wantin' more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Pair out a few, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it, and I'm what you want. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about it before we get lost. Let it be our thoughts. Can't get what we do without knowing. I've never felt like it before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
All right, it's about that time, y'all. Our guest has entered the building. The passionate, unstoppable Rock may be a newcomer in the new entertainment industry, but he's moving full speed ahead, making a name for himself, Ron Production Company. Rocktober Production is currently working on developing several projects, including music videos and television series, which is based on Rock life and his experience in the nightlife scene producer. Rock is also an executive producer on an upcoming musical, Lucifer, which is slated to premiere in New York City in 2019. Aside from acting and producing, Ron is an avid and dedicated businessman and works on several projects around the world in restaurants and the travel industry. I want y'all to give an On Edge D Hour Network welcome to Ron J. Rock.
Hey, how
you
are
doing,
you?
Brother?
How
talk to the people.
We're good.
So for the people that's out there in the world and listening to this radio show right now, I just want you to just give a little bit of spill about yourself and anything I didn't touch on. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've spent a lot of time doing acting since the third grade, and it's just been a passion of mine ever since then. And being a kid from Brooklyn, it's just actually pretty inspiring to be able to get out of that the normal scene and be able to just travel and do what I love around the world.
And that's pretty dope. So starting at a young age, I know now, New York is one of the hardest cities to come up in. I personally believe I lived in the Bronx for about 3 years or so, and just learning the ins and outs of the city. It's definitely one of the hardest cities to come up in, hands down. Like, what paved your way?
Really, just drive. Like being from a city like that's so aggressive, and everything you ever want to do, there's like 1,000 people, if not millions of people, trying to do the same exact thing that you want to do. So you know, being from there, you just pick up this sort of drive to going to be a go-getter, really. That really paved my way of just being able to, you know, be aware of my surroundings and aware of where I'm from, and just say like, hey, you know what? If I'm gonna get it, I'm up against all these other people, and like, you know, let's get it. It gave me a lot of drive.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're getting like a little bit of an advantage? Because that's how I feel. Once I moved to New York and I moved somewhere else, I felt like I had an advantage on people.
I mean, not really. I mean, it's not really an advantage because, you know, there's great people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't really matter the circumstance you're from. It's just really what you make of it.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
You know?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah, I know.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's true. This is our co-host, Joy.
Yes, this is Joy. This is Joy. I have a question. So,
hi, Joy.
Hi. I just want to say you're awesome. You are the bomb. I just want to say that. But the new series that's coming out, Games We Play, how was that? How was the games people play? How was the whole vibe of that and working with Lauren London? And just that whole vibe and just the making and you know, up to, you know, where it's at now. I'm just really excited about the series and just the whole, just to kind of see what happens. The characters have been put together and the whole thing. So how was that whole vibe, that whole scene in creating that or being a part of that?
I mean, it was really nice because, you know, this show, the truths that we play with ourselves, like, you know, a lot of us are just inauthentic, and with relationships, with, you know, people that we speak with, our spouse, our kids, our friends, and it's a show that just really sheds light on it, and I just thought that was just super inspiring. You know, other than the cast, Parker, McKenna, Lauren, they were just awesome, awesome people to work with, and you know, it was really inspiring to be around them. So the vibe was, I would say overall, it woke me up, and I was like, you know what, this is this is awesome. I had a really good time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what I'm excited. I'm excited about that. I really am. Just the title itself. I'm just ready for it.
Right. We're in episode 3 tonight, so you guys can tune in if you're on the West Coast. It is at 10 p.m., so tune in.
Okay, Ron. Okay. I have it on my television right now. So this is Nick coming in. Can you tell us how do you prepare for your role? And what's one of your most exciting roles? Like, which one of your roles was your favorite?
How you prepare for a role, it all depends on how you feel about the script. So, you know, if my character is like an exciting character, or he's like, you know, you know, he's just like a hyper kind of guy, then I'm going to prepare a little bit differently. I may, you know, exercise or hit the gym or something before I go and hit and actually do an audition. And, you know, if he's calm or whatever, you just, you know, mellow yourself out. You just really want to put yourself in the situation. And from my experience, I feel like I read a script and then I think about the script from as possible. And then execute.
Okay.
I think it's also my favorite role. My favorite role was, it's always just like a new experience. They're just all like the fact that I get to act, they all just like become attached to me and they're in me. And I just I love all of them.
Okay. So I see that you've worked with 50. How was it working with him? Were you able to learn a lot from him and business-wise? What was that experience like?
Well, seeing him on set and just, like, realizing that I was working with, you know, 50 Cent, like, come on, it's 50 Cent. I'm just like, wow. Like, at first I was like, you know, I grew up on this guy's music, and, you know, he's a legendary guy, and especially, like, of our generation. And he was just great. He's super smart. He doesn't come across as this tough guy that we see. And, you know, he's just a really down-to-earth, honest dude, and very intelligent to have conversations with. Loved it.
That's amazing. So my question would be for you. Like, we get a lot of actors and actresses on the show, and one of the things is, like, maintaining your career and having longevity in your career. Like, so what advice would you give someone that's up and coming and getting into the industry, and you want to help them stay afloat? Like, what advice would you give to that person just to stay relevant and to fabricate a path?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is for me, that comes up across a lot of actors I meet is, you know, they get this anxiety and this, they get nervous before they go into a room or an audition, or they go a little bit too hard on themselves when you know, something just doesn't happen. And mm-hmm. the ability to just actually let go is definitely going to, it's definitely going to help anyone who's trying to pursue acting and wants longevity in this, because you just have to understand, like, you know, the right roles and the right time will come. It's just staying consistent. A really good quote that Denzel said and stuck with me, it sticks with me, is it's to cut a rock in a river, the water consistently streams over that rock. So it's just really about keep going at it. If you make a little bit of progress, great. If you make a lot of progress, great. But the main thing is just to keep going at it, and you'll definitely have longevity.
To keep making progress. Wow. Yes. I agree wholeheartedly. Now, for the projects that you have in upcoming in the future, is there a certain project that you're fiending to touch or fiending to get at that you're working on now?
Nothing in specific. Like, I always have new inspirations. Mm-hmm. I'm just super excited for the next project that I've produced that's coming out. It's called Only Human. That is a Broadway musical that's going to be in the theaters on October 7th in New York. So I'm just super excited about that. And other than that, you know, I'm just happy to be able to think and create and come up with these new inspirations, and we'll see what it brings.
That's dope. Okay. Now, here on Edge Radio, we have topics that kind of break the fourth wall of communication between the sexes, or we could talk politics, we could talk relationships, but the topic today here is, can you really be equal in a relationship? And if you're open to it, would you be able to, you know, kind of create a little dialogue with us right now with one of the questions that we have?
Yeah. I mean, do you...
Okay. All right. So, like I said, the topic is, can we really be equal? Now, the first question that I want to pose is, can we both have best friends of the opposite sex? And if so, what are the boundaries? So that would be the question that is being asked. Could you answer that one?
Yeah. So in my personal opinion, yeah, we all are equal. I mean, we all eat, we all sleep, we all love, we all laugh. We are equals, and our you know, our human body parts don't reflect if we're lesser or more than anyone. We are all just people. So yes, to answer your question, yes, we're all equal.
So So your significant other or your spouse, they are allowed to have best friends of the opposite sex, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I think that's definitely a possibility, as long as it's honest and true. You know, if you're real and true to your significant other, and then yeah, you should be allowed to have friends of the opposite sex. Who knows? You know, just as long as you're honest.
Because I heard you mention a few things like, as long as you're honest, as long as it's true. So would those be the boundaries? So, like, let's say, for example, your spouse has a best friend who they've once been intimate with. How would you feel about that?
You know, at once, it's funny. At one point in my life, I wasn't okay with it, and you know, it just rubbed me a wrong way because I didn't figure out, like, why that rubbed me the wrong way. So mm-hmm. I've just really just I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, self-reflecting, and I encourage everyone else to do just some self-reflecting on, you know, why it is it that you feel that way, because you don't have to feel that way, because, you know, it's just your opinion off of something that has happened in the past before where you just haven't come complete with. So if you can be complete mm-hmm. with, you know, why you feel that way, then you should, you know, you should feel okay. Everything should be okay about it.
There you go. There you go. I completely agree with you when you say things like that. And then we're going to dive into that at a later time, but I definitely want to thank you for answering that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, being in front of the TV screen, we like to, you know, dig in to see the realness of the actor or actress that come onto the show. And it makes the relationship and the viewers, it's more personal. Everything's more personal. And I thank you. And I applaud you for opening up and saying that. Now, for the people that want to get in touch with you and they want to follow your work and things like that, are you on social media? Where could we reach you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is Ron J Rock.
Mhm.
So you guys can find me there. That's really about all my social media. And my Twitter.
Okay.
Ronald J Rock. So yeah, you guys can find me on there.
Definitely, man. Any closing questions for Ron J Rock, ladies?
Uh-oh. I'm here. We just want to thank you so much for taking out the time to speak to us, and we're going to support your show. As a matter of fact, I have it on my television right now, and we just wish you all the best, and we just look forward to your future project.
All right, I appreciate that so much.
And brother, so, you know, you coming on here as a guest, we want to let you know that you're leaving as a family member. So anything that you have going on, you want to shoot to us, we'll throw up on a website. We'll be spinning your name through. And also on my social media, what I'll do is I'll shoot up some of the shows that you're doing. But it's a consistent promotion, man. Your family here, and I do appreciate your time. And thanks for coming on.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me and taking the time to hear me out.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right. Take it easy. Bye.
So there it was, y'all. On Edge Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you at the edge of your seat. That was Ron J. Rock coming in here, dropping knowledge, spilling his heart. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into a little music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss a little bit, y'all. Stay in your seats.
Mm-hmm. time will fly just to get close to you. We burn something today, and I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Radio, that type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. We're talking relationships and, nah, we're talking situationships, y'all. It's time to talk. It's time to get the discussion going. We're going to talk about equality in a relationship. Nick, talk to us for a minute. How do you feel about equality in relationships? You think it's a must? You think it's possible? You think it's just an illusion or a figment of imagination?
No, I think it's very much possible. I have guy best friends, and these friends mm-hmm. have been with me for different chapters of my life, as far back as high school and college. So you're talking mm-hmm. about over 20 years worth of friendship. So, and actually, they are exes. But they've been
what?
With me, you know. Yeah, they're exes. Like
how does your relationship deal with that?
My last relationship, he expressed that he had an issue with it, but he's gone now. So let's just say, what if, you know, I would have ended my friendship with these guys and over 20 years, and me and this man were only together for 6 months, and now we're no longer together. Not because of that, but let's just say, you know, my friendship still outlasts you. So,
I'll let you finish off, because I have another question.
I think it plays on men's insecurities. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, as long as the relationship, my friendships don't interfere with our relationships as far as inappropriate conversations and being invasive and stuff like that, then it shouldn't be a problem. like both of my friends are married. So
okay.
they don't inter, you know, I don't interfere with their relationships. They don't interfere with mine. When I need a shoulder to cry on and vent, they're there. They've been with me through engagements, failed relationships, having babies, everything. You know, they've been there for me. Rather, they were sometimes, I'm sure, the things that I tell them is kind of hard for them to listen to, but they're still there to give me the best advice possible. So they're like,
now,
my
you
brother.
Said that it's hard for them to listen to. Why is it hard for them to listen to?
Because they care about me, you know, and like any friend, you know, when you care about somebody and you care about their well-being, it's hard to listen to your friend go through, you know, certain things, bad relationships, bad judgment calls, or whatever the situation may be. So, but they still are there to try to give me the best advice possible or put me up on game or take the blinders off my eyes, you know. So I think that it's good to have a friend of the opposite sex because it kind of helps you in your relationship in a sense because it opens your eyys and how to deal with your mate. So maybe I'm missing something and I'm tripping, so I go to them because I know they're going to give it to me in the raw, and they be like, you know, Nick, you tripping. Like, you know, okay, so let me explain to you how men love, or let me explain to you why men act this way, and then I'll be like, oh, okay. But see, if I go to a girl, my girlfriend is going to co-sign with me because she's going to see it in my light, you know, and so I'll never get as much clarity over the situation as I would when I talk to my guy friend.
Right.
So
now let me put this spin on it. Now this is, and this is what I want. I wanted to get the female perspective of her having a best friend. Now you've been with these people before. You know the intimate times that you guys shared, and maybe with some gray areas in that. So that same relationship that you hold with your best friends, and like I said, we're not knocking it, would you accept your spouse having that same type of connection with a woman?
I would. I would because I'm in that situation. So it can't be one-sided. Well, I can keep my friends, but you can't. But I will tell you this. No new friends. Like,
why not?
You can't all of a sudden have a new best girlfriend after we've been together. Like, no new friends can't come up. Because
why not?
Now, but so I need to know her. Because this is a new friend. If these are my friends, I've been knowing them for over 20 years, and when I'm talking to, like, if I'm talking to my dude, you know, I might reference them, like my friend, you know, and I may even give them the background on it, but, like, we're not going to be together for 2-3 years, and then all of a sudden, some new friend surfaced. Okay, well, when did she become your friend? Why haven't I ever heard about her before? You know what I'm saying? So that's what would pose the issue for me.
So,
but
okay.
if she's been
now,
your friend for years, then I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, let's dig a little bit. Let's dig a little bit into the situation. Okay, now, being as though that these, you know, exes or whatever are your best friends, now you having a spouse in your life, do all y'all become friends? Oh,
now,
that's just your friend
if
on the
they're
side.
If they're open to it, but I'm gonna be honest. I'm honest, and like I told the guy before, these my friends. I'm not breaking up with them because of your insecurities. Like one of my friends, we go out like. I had a birthday party. Him and his wife came to my birthday party. Me and her cool. Me and her talk. So, you know, it's nothing there. And you talking about, you're trying to tell me that you have a problem with me being friends with somebody that I dated in college? That was over 20 years ago. I mean, I'm 40, I'll be 42 this year. So you talking about something when I was 17 and 18 years old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think feelings are feelings, and I think feelings will always remain, period, whether we say that they don't or not. You know, y'all had experiences together at those times, and all you have to do is recollect and reflect on those memories to resonate those feelings again. So that's a whole another show. We could talk about
another
that on
day.
Another show, but because I know how the mind works. But like I said, we'll talk about that a little bit. And so there is some boundaries in the situation. You don't want no new friends to come through the picture or seep through the peephole. But you know, I think it's kind of like a double standard because, you know, you build relationships at work. You build relationships on your day-to-day basis. Who's to say that, you know, I can really vibe with this person? That's not okay, though. It's not okay for him to vibe with anybody new.
We're going to vibe with the new girl together. We're going to have to vibe with her together. I mean, not sexually.
I mean,
friendship-wise.
Okay. So, let's move on to the next little spill. I still have to give my little 2 cents. Can they have, you know, friends of the opposite sex? Yeah, they definitely can. My wife has best friends and friends of the opposite sex. And like I said, we're friends. I'm married. We friends. We got to be friends. And I'm pretty sure that there's like other guys that she may talk to and things like that she can open up to. That's fine. That's her exes. But I think in that regard, there should be some boundaries. There's certain things that y'all shouldn't be talking about. I think it's certain things that has to be out in the open if that is the case. You know what I mean? It's because too much private talk can go left. Because I feel like from a guy's perspective, people we will play the pocket as long as you let us until we get that front seat. We'll play the pocket, and that's it. We're opportunists, and that's the same thing. You know, in your situation. And things like that. I'm just saying from the male's perspective, he's married and he's doing his thing, but it's always the outlier. It's always the outlier.
Yeah.
It's always a gray moment of time that could transpire between the two, which makes it a little bit dangerous, but those have to be the boundaries. Like, look, it has to be open. My boundaries is I need to know who he's talking to, what y'all talking about, not all, in specifics, but you have to be open enough for me to be their friend too. Like, it has to be on that type of level. See how you have with his wife, and you know, his wife is cool with you. That's more on the male perspective, and he's trying to, like, you know, ease the situation. And of course, he's going to give you the adamant advice and the utmost advice and wants the best for you. But at the end of the day, where his heart is, I know for a fact that it's playing with thin lines between love and hate. And that's just from a male perspective. So I'm gonna go to the next portion. Section B is in an open relationship. Are you okay with your spouse being with another person? Like, are you really? I don't know if you've ever been in an open relationship, like with someone where it's though, okay, you deal with whoever you need to deal with. I deal with who I deal with. I just want to know: would you really be okay with your spouse being with someone else, or are you just giving yourself the short end of the stick, or vice versa? I've never really been in like an open relationship like that.
Well, no, I'm not open to an open relationship, not knowingly. Now, you know, some people like to live secret lives.
The next question is for you then. Go ahead, keep talking.
You know, some people like to live secret lives, but knowingly being in an open relationship, no, I'm not okay with that. I'm territorial. I want my man to myself, and I don't want to share. I'm not openly trying to share. I'm not knowingly trying to share. I'm not none of that. I want you to myself, period. I barely want to share you with the kids, you know. But
there you go. There you go.
I'm selfish.
So, and a little bit in the last portion, too. I'm going to be petty, and I think so, too. But that goes in a trickle. Like, is it really equality in a relationship? And then this last part of the question is the more sketchy part and the more part you kind of, like, grazed on, like, knowingly. All right, so if you're in a situation and you're having an affair on your spouse, right, you're having an affair and it's ongoing, you later on find out that your spouse has cheated on you. Are you willing to ignore the signs and ignore the evidence just to maintain what you have going on? Or would it be an uproar?
That's a hard question to answer until you're actually in that situation. But if I'm just going to play devil's advocate, it depends on the level of cheating and how far it goes, maybe. Well, you know, it might be an uproar.
You're going to have to explain. What's too far?
Because when it's emotional cheating, it's hard to come back from that. When it's physical cheating, it was just, you know, a one-night thing or whatever, then it's kind of like, okay. But when it's emotional, like when a woman cheats and it's emotional, it's hard for the man, her man, to reel her back in once she's emotionally attached to somebody else. So, and the same thing with a man, when he's emotionally involved with someone else, it's kind of hard for, you know, you as a woman to try to fit back into that if you decide to stay. So, I just think that if it's emotional, then I don't know. That might be a deal breaker and I have to go ahead and walk away.
So better ask the question, it's not okay for your spouse to cheat on you,
no,
even if you're cheating on
her. It's not okay. It's not okay for him to cheat. It's not okay for me to cheat. But should we, you know, both be cheated, you know, I guess we just trying to big up the other one, one up the other one. I'm going to get you because I thought you was going to get me first. Yeah, I don't know.
Because some people can get into these situations and turn the cheek.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing what I'm doing, but, you know, it is what it is. But for me personally, no, I'm not turning the cheek. I'm putting it on blast. I'm putting it all the way on blast. Because at the end of the day, you know where emotionally you traveled. And that's the same thing with, like, all three of these topics. You know emotionally where you traveled, even if it's with a best friend or if it's with a random person. Or if it's just somebody you crossed in paths, or whatever the case may be, you know how you personally set in that situation. And a lot of the times we react off of the insecurities because you know where you've been. So if you've been where I've been and you experienced what I experienced, what the heck was you doing? Like, and that's just going to make me, like blow up completely. I wouldn't be able to take it. So, like, all in all, in a nutshell, when it comes to equality in a relationship, I don't know if there's a real understanding or a real thing when it comes to equality in a relationship. Now, there was a few people that commented. I posed the question online, the same question.
Uh-huh.
Is there, you know, equality in the relationship? So one person says no. One side always does more than in specific areas. Then I had one person saying, no, I don't even know what that is, but you balance each other out. and that's how you work things out in that regard. And then I had one long response, and he was just basically saying, like, in a relationship, there's not necessarily much that you may feel that's equal, and not even in regards to sex or having a best friend, but more so like sitting in a relationship and the things that you do for the kids. You might feel like you do more in the household, and meanwhile, you know, he might be working crazy hours, coming home, making sure the son got a haircut and XYZ. But mom, on the other hand, might feel like, look, I had the kids all day, I'm gonna change diapers, I've been cooking, I've been cleaning, and you come home and you just go home and sleep. So it's hard to really balance. I think it's just a compromise at the end of the day. Somebody's gonna fall short in some different areas, and that's all in all what I wanted to conclude today. And that's On Edge Radio for y'all. The type of radio that's going to keep you on the edge of your seat. Now, what we're going to talk about next week, who knows? I'm going to live life day through day, and day by day, rather, and just see what sparks up. But I'm liking the conversations that's going on. Any closing comments for the people?
No, you guys just have a blessed week, and we'll see you next week.
All right, live every day optimistic, y'all. This is On Edge Radio, DIY Network, and we're out.